I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Fox News has settled a defamation case brought against it by the voting machine company Dominion over its reporting of the 2020 US presidential election. The broadcaster will pay Dominion $787 million. Dominion had alleged Fox knowingly spread false claims that the election was rigged against Donald Trump. Michelle Fleury, who's outside the court, says Fox News made a strategic decision.
If this court case had gone ahead, it would have aired a lot of dirty linen. That could have been very damaging for the company. One of the things at the heart of this was that the company made false claims, something that the judge had already said was accepted as evidence, that it had made false claims about the 2020 election. If, as a result of this case, the company had decided to try and walk back from that and say, no, actually, the 2020 election, the outcome of that was fair and square, that might have risked alienating some of its viewers, which would have hurt its bottom line. It also might have angered Donald Trump. And remember, he may be the leading Republican candidate in 2024.
A white man accused of shooting and injuring a black teenager, Ralph Yarl, who accidentally rang the wrong doorbell in the US state of Missouri, has been released on bail after handing himself into the police. Andrew Lester faces assault charges. He told police he thought Ralph Yarl was trying to break in. The White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, said President Biden had been in touch with the 16-year-old victim and his family. She urged Congress to do more to strengthen gun laws in America.
He spoke to Ralph and his mom. They spoke at length. They discussed his success in classrooms. Look, this is an epidemic that we need to deal with. I am tired, I'm sure you all are tired, having to report on these types of shooting almost every week. And we can fix this. Congress can fix this. They can take action today.
Heavy gunfire and the roar of warplanes have shattered a planned ceasefire in the Sudanese capital Khartoum shortly after it was declared by two rival military leaders who've been fighting for 4 days. A spokesman for the UN Secretary General said there was no sign in any halt in the hostilities. Here's our senior Africa correspondent, Anne Soy.
People in Sudan were hoping for a quiet night. A 24-hour ceasefire was agreed earlier by the warring sides, but it wasn't to be. Sounds of gunfire and explosions could still be heard across the capital. The extent of the clashes is unclear. Many civilians remain trapped in their homes. Lives have been disrupted, and families are worried they'll soon run out of food, water, and other essential supplies if they haven't already.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The United Nations has formally expressed its concern to the United States over allegations revealed in the Pentagon Papers that US officials had spied on the UN Secretary-General's conversations. A spokesman for Antonio Guterres said such actions were inconsistent with Washington's obligations. Up to 8 Palestinians have sustained gunfire wounds in a raid by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank. The Palestinian Health Ministry said 6 people were admitted to hospital in the city of Jenin with minor injuries. A Palestinian media report said one was a woman in her 60s who was shot in the hand. The Israeli army said the incident happened as it came under fire while trying to apprehend suspected militants. Researchers have said reducing the extinction risk for threatened species will be harder than expected due to a time lag between change to the environment and the effect they have on wildlife. With more details, here's our environment correspondent Helen Briggs.
Last December, almost 200 countries agreed ambitious goals for restoring nature. They agreed to protect 30% of lands and seas by 2030 and to reduce the extinction risk of threatened species. But a study by scientists at London's Institute of Zoology suggests meeting these targets will be even harder than expected. The researchers analysed trends in the populations of hundreds of different birds and mammals. They found past models had largely ignored time lags that can add up to 40 years before the effects of climate change and habitat loss kick in.
An elite British long-distance runner has been disqualified after she used a car for part of an ultra-marathon race. Josiah Zakrzewski finished third in the 80-kilometre event from Manchester to Liverpool in northern England. But GPS tracking showed her covering a portion of the race very quickly. It's believed that she travelled by car for 4 kilometres. BBC News.